This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, February 3rd. Well, the wheat markets have pulled back these last couple days, similar to what corn and soybeans have been doing. Really a struggle here as we saw an outside day lower on Monday, and the markets just continue to kind of leak lower. We're testing the swing lows from a couple weeks ago this morning, and the market seems to be holding that so far. So we'll see where we end up, but we're starting to see some strength show up in corn and soybeans as well. So it appears that that's spilling over into wheat. We're looking at the crop report coming on next Tuesday, and that is going to be very important, especially for corn and soybeans, where one would expect USDA to increase the export projections for both corn and beans because of the massive amount of buying that China in particular is doing. We're way ahead of the pace needed to meet the USDA's projections. So if nothing else, we should be looking at a big increase in corn exports, upwards of 300 million bushels, just on the export sales that were completed last week by China of a couple million tons. So it's just this massive demand coming, and again, primarily from China. But we are seeing other sources as well because of production issues in South America, planting delays, harvest delays, and shutting off of exports in some countries, primarily Russia and somewhat of Ukraine and Argentina. So the trade is expecting USDA to make at least some of those adjustments in the February report. I mean, we've already sold those things, so we should be making an acknowledgement toward that, which would continue to ratchet down ending stocks, which are already at very tight ratios to stocks to use. So that's giving the expectation of a bullish report. And considering that the market has pulled back here, especially wheat and soybeans, corn is mostly just kind of chopped sideways since it put in a high here a couple days ago. But wheat and soybeans have had a notable correction. I think that could set it up for a little bit more momentum to the upside as it tries to retrace some of those losses. Now, wheat, of course, has had its own strong fundamental base, primarily coming from Russia imposing export taxes of 25 euros a ton as of Feb 15. As of March 1, it's going to 50 euro a ton. But that doesn't seem to be slowing down the exporters. In fact, they sold some wheat to Egypt yesterday, which is kind of a surprise because it does include the 50 euro a ton tax, and yet Egypt still bought it. So that was pretty impressive. So Egypt bought a total of 480,000 tons. They bought 240,000 from France, 120,000 from Russia, 60,000 from Romania, and another 60 from Ukraine. So it spread out fairly wide as far as sources. The average FOB price was $294. That's up $90 a ton since last summer, which equates to about $2.45 a bushel. Average CIF cost was $312. So Egypt, which canceled the tender here a couple weeks ago because prices were too high, they had to come into the market. They bought a pretty good chunk. And even with U.S. prices having backed off, European prices, obviously, it continued to push higher. And Russian offers were in the mix. They actually, again, it's pretty impressive that they sold a decent chunk of wheat with a 50 euro a ton tax attached to it. So we'll see how all this plays out. But obviously, there is very strong support under this market. If Russia can sell wheat with that kind of a tax, that they're still able to get the sale done. And that just continues to underpin, I think, world prices and U.S. prices as well. I think that's why, you know, wheat markets are getting pulled lower here in the United States as corn and soybeans kind of backed off as well. There was some general liquidation, but I wouldn't expect that this market will stay down, especially if it's going to hold against a previous swing low. That would set it up for a nice push to the upside. So we got the crop report on Tuesday. We know that world prices are continuing to push higher, that they're at the highest they've been in years, and it doesn't seem to be backing off any, especially with Egypt buying some wheat at the highest prices they've paid in years as well. So I look for wheat to catch here, look for all the grains to catch here, and then probably start pushing our way higher into Tuesday, or at least into Monday, and then we'll wait for Tuesday's report. But one would think that that report would have some bullish numbers to it and that the market will start factoring that in. We are seeing some harvest delays in Brazil. Northern Brazil is trying to get their soybean crop out of the field. They've got a fair amount of rain. The weather in South America is calling for another dry spell in Argentina through about the middle to the last half of February. So they've already had some dry issues, and that's part of what's pushing corn and beans higher. We still continue to see very strong basis levels for feed grains in particular here in the U.S. and around the world. And so again, that just underpins obviously not only feed grain, but the wheat market as well. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.